Okay, can you tell us that it's been a month since Sean Ritchie disappeared, pretty much? I mean, how is the investigation to find him going?
Yes, certainly. Well, searches to trace Sean are continuing, and we've seen certainly particularly challenging areas of terrain are now being tackled. As you said, it's been 4 weeks since Sean was last seen, and during that time we've used and continue to use a number of specialist resources deployed in the area, and they continue to be utilised.
Can you tell us what kind of terrain it is that you've been looking at?
It's certainly challenging in terms of the geography of the area. The resources that we've used, and which can read into that, is that we have used specialist searches, the Police Scotland helicopter, we've had the marine and dive unit, dog handlers, and we've had volunteers from mountain rescue teams and other officers involved from our operational support unit. During the early stages of the inquiry, we did recover items of clothing which we believe were Sean's, which could have placed Sean in the sort of Greenburn area, and it is possible that he might have become disorientated and perhaps shot shelter in the localised area. Officers sadly still been unable to trace him at this stage.
How hard is it to find someone then after, this length of time in this situation?
I think, as I said, it's very much in line with the kind of challenging terrain that we are faced with, and certainly weather conditions will impact upon that. I think we're very confident that we're putting every resource we can towards maximising our opportunity to trace Sean within the area. And as I say, we're looking particularly sort of the wet conditions, of course, sort of boggy type, conditions underfoot, and that has required the use of our marine and dive unit to make search of these sorts of sites.
So, yeah, but the dive units, I was wondering about this at the time. I mean, it's not really near the coast, so this is really for bogs and the flooded areas.
Bogs or flooded areas, perhaps, or areas that have become the heavy rain that we've had of later, perhaps sort of rivers or streams within the search area that's been identified. I think what I would still say is we would still stress that this is still a missing persons inquiry, and we've carried out very detailed searches of all the areas around where his clothing was found, but as I say, it's very difficult terrain and it takes us quite a bit of time to complete this.
It must be a very difficult time for his family and friends, really not knowing what's happened to him.
Yes, absolutely. It's now 4 weeks since Sean was last seen, and we are obviously increasingly concerned for his welfare. His family haven't heard from him. That would be very much out of character.
He sounds like he's a popular young man. We've heard from quite a lot of people that have known him, and he seems to have been well known in the area.
Yes, it appeared to be, and we've had a great support from the public in terms of the searches that have carried out, and again providing us information around Sean, which can heavily assist us in terms of making or conducting our inquiries, and that's been to our benefit. What I would say, and our major appeal is certainly to individuals who live within the area, is to consider the possibility that Sean may have tried to shelter, may have become disorientated and tried to do so, and to really ask them to check sheds, outbuildings, and just report anything that they found out of place or of concern to us.